Hello, everyone, and welcome to this incredibly special episode of the Flats and Shanks ISOPOD LOCKPOD. I'm Di Flats, and he is...
I'm Tom Shanklin. Tom Shanklin.
Well done. How are you, fella?
Yes, that's how I am.
Okay.
I'm yes. How are you?
I'm yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Hold on. Can you explain to me how you are just with a hum or a noise, but without actually speaking any words?
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. I'm more...
Okay. Okay. You're where I was last week, fella.
Sorry?
You're where I was last week. A little bit like,
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I might be getting through it. Although there was just a bit of a disagreement downstairs when I came back from the supermarket on the weekly shop with the gloves and mask on, and I came back with low-fat Greek yogurt. That went badly. I've got coffee beans instead of coffee powder, and I got low-fat yogurt, and it was just a little mini flare-up in the kitchen. Everyone's made up. It's fine.
Your kids are spoiled, mate, I tell you. They shouldn't have a go at you for stuff like that.
Low-fat father? Who do you think we are?
Papa, what is this?
Yeah, I've locked her in the West Wing anyway.
I'm excited today. I'm excited. You're picking me up. I've had not much contact with the outside world for a few days now, so I've been saving myself, really. You know, like sometimes you don't drink coffee for a while, and then you have a coffee, and you just get the buzz from it. A bit like having a couple of pints /10. Yeah. I'm excited for a reason that you were going to tell us right now.
Well, our old blimmin' chum from our Special Forces days, are we allowed to mention our Special Forces days or not?
I'm wearing black.
Okay, yeah, and I'm effectively invisible.
You're wearing camo. You always wear camo.
Jason Fox, ex-SBS, SAS Who Dares Wins, Foxy's coming on the pod. We're just gonna talk about stuff. We're going to talk about stuff and missions, yeah? Well, I think we will... A couple of things I was thinking, fella, this morning. I was thinking to myself... Now, this, listeners, is where you realise that we don't do half an hour on the phone prepping these pods, as you might... You don't suppose you assume we did. But I think two things we can't ask him about are... I've got a couple of mates, I'm sure you have, who spent time in the Special Forces, and it's actually not cool to ask them about missions and that kind of stuff. So I think we probably won't do that.
Well, I was going to ask him, has he ever seen three men in a tank burning, going,
Is that a Partridge?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I expect he has seen that. The other thing I think we probably can't ask him about is Ant Middleton and these videos that are popping up of him on social media and WhatsApp.
Who? Who's this guy you talk? Fant
Triddleton.
Never heard of him, mate.
It's one of those things that, you know.
Nah, it's all about him. It's all about him today. I'm not asking him about any of that. Yeah, it's got to be.
Great. It's an odd one because I really want this to be a great chat with him, but I wouldn't mind him just saying something sexist so that he dropped down the pecking order a bit in terms of world's most desirable men.
And he makes us look a little bit better. I want to find out who the real Andy McNabb and Chris Ryan are. That's what I want to do. I want to pop
in. Yes. Well, you know, I think this is right. He'll listen to this and correct us. Matt Cairns, we played with him at Saracens. He played for Quins as well, and Sale Sharks. Played for England, of course, in South Africa.
His head is like what I'd imagine an alien to look like if they invade the planet. You know, if I saw one coming into the kitchen and the hands come first.
Do you know what's amazing about Cairnsy? You know who he is. He's got the nicest wife and daughter and lives in the most peaceful, lovely home up in Liverpool.
Opposites attract.
I know. He's a wild man, wasn't he? His granddad, I think it's his late grandfather, knew the real Andy McNabb. And I think Cairnsy got home one day. I went to his granddad's house and the real Andy McNabb was sitting in the front room.
Really?
Disappeared out the window, like. But I think, you know, anyway. Okay. We'll have a chat with old Foxo. But look, fella, I'm desperate to talk about the duck I'm going to roast tonight. But first of all, how are you getting on? What are you doing to keep yourself busy, boy?
Been watching Homeland Series 8. That's been keeping me busy.
Series 8?
Yeah,
Christ.
It's great. It's great. It's back to as good as it gets.
Basically. Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah. I finished off Sunderland Till I Die, second series.
Brilliant.
Well, yeah, I really enjoyed it. They don't get promoted. I'm not spoiling it for anyone.
Okay.
This was filmed last year. You know, the leads are now, half of them have been played. And not a great deal else. Been on the Traeger a bit, cooking up a storm.
What'd you cook?
I've done the old Field and Flower, half chickens, thyme, garlic, and herbs. And they're pot cooked as well. So get up to like 180, 200, and put them on for half hour. Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Did a bit of lamb over the Easter period, as is tradition.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
I didn't do any. I regret that.
I did a slow cook. It took about 5 hours. Big leg of lamb. So it was a bit like a lamb shank.
A lamb shank, was it?
But cooking, mate. Oh, nice. Been making bread. Gonna make some flapjacks today.
You sent me a picture of your bread. Very, very good, fella. That could be in a shop, that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not quite big enough.
I'm doing
cinnamon
rolls downstairs with the kids. It's just proving at the moment, or whatever you call it.
Really?
Yeah, copying your things.
Ah, from their Tasty app.
Yeah.
Ah,
doing it as we speak.
So that's really me in a nutshell. Flatters. What about
this
you?
This is me in a nutshell. I've had 2 days of veggie only, mate.
Hold on, mate. Also training hard. Been training every day.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done the old
lifting.
Nah, bit of lifting, but. Done the old rowing sessions, 500, 30 seconds rest, 400, 30 seconds rest, all the way down to 100 meters, and then you go back up.
That's hanging.
Yeah, it's a short one, and it's a bit fast dead.
That's hanging.
Yeah. So I really want to do a long row, but I'm just terrible at long distance rowing. Terrible.
Yeah. That's an unpleasant thing to do with your time.
So
I said in the last part, I just yesterday did, it won't surprise you, I just did some deep squats and eccentric bench in the back garden.
With weight or no weight?
Yeah, a bit of weight. Yeah, not a lot. I'm going to build up. I won't go heavy anymore. But just sort of about 250 on the squat, and I'm joking. But yeah, some nice deep squats, a few sets of deep squats, a few sets of really slow controlled bench because my shoulders aren't great when I've had a bit of time off.
Mm-hmm.
All right, might do a bit of back this afternoon. Trying to find a way to do some pull-ups in the garden somehow.
Yeah, with 125 kg, difficult. You need something that is...
Yeah, you can't do it on the shed.
No.
You'll snap it off. And like I saw this thing where you wrap your... You basically shut a towel in the door and pull yourself up. But I tried it and the door basically cracked.
You'll pull down the house, mate. And you can't even use one of those chin-up bars which you attach to your door frame.
No. A mate of mine got, literally Adidas have sell these chin-up bars online.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, try mine. So I walked past his house. I had my gloves on. I went to do a chin-up and it was like, I actually cracked that.
You can buy chin-up bars online. You just need some really decent wall mount fixings.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. But yes, a bit of that, lad. A bit of that and a little jog here and there and some long walks. It's all right, isn't it? I've had a couple of days of veggie. There's no point in tweeting or Instagramming about that because it's boring.
Agreed.
I'm doing a Marcus Borden, my mate down at Devon Woodsmoke. He's sent me some top tips and I'm going to hopefully not ruin I'm going to do a charcoal rotisserie on the Kamado Joe. I'm going to do a whole duck tonight. I'm going to do duck pancakes. I actually couldn't get any pancakes and I've got to make a cake this afternoon as well, which I've never done before. And cinnamon rolls this morning. I didn't want to make pancakes as well. So I bought some wraps, just tortilla wraps from Morrison's and I'm going to do duck and hoisin sauce wraps with some roast taters later on.
Can I ask you how you did your ribs the other day? Because
yes,
they looked really nice.
Again, this is one of those things where I spoke to a bloke called me out of the blue yesterday and said, my name is so-and-so, I'm from this company and we have barbecue kit and we want to talk to you as an influencer. I said, mate, and it's an odd one. And I actually thought it was you taking the piss. So I was like, shut up, like, F off, whatever. And he was like, sorry. I was in the garden. I was like, back off, mate. Wind it in. I'm doing weights here. I'll call you later, mate. I said, I'll call you later, boy. And he's like, okay. Then I put the phone down and realized I think it might not have been a weirdo. So I called him back and it was Steve from Leicester and it was not a wind up. Anyway, I was like, mate, I'm not. He goes, how long have you been chefing? I was like, mate, I'm not an expert. I'm an enthusiast who cocks up as much as I do well.
Whenever
I want to do so, I've done ribs so many times and I've never quite nailed them. I've had some really good ribs, but I've never quite nailed them. And they're meant to be really easy and I keep cocking them up. So I just called Marcus Borden and he's like, right, do it. 2.5 hours, rub them, really nice rub. 2.5 hours on 100, 110 degrees, really in the smoker. Just leave them for 2.5 hours, wrap them really tight for 2.5 hours, but make sure it's meat bone side up with a knob of butter and some apple juice and a bit of brown sugar. And then for the last hour, turn them back round and just glaze them with sauce and take them out the foil. And it's really easy. And they were absolutely lush.
They did look very good.
Really, really good.
So a little bit jealous.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look like an expert, but I do always say on my posts, like, I do get help from Marcus quite a lot because he is properly good.
And also, you know, those pictures and videos that you tweeted, I mean, you do that 4 times a day. So, you know, we're seeing sort of 20% of what you're actually cooking.
What did you say to, you said to Pete the Meat on, you said, I live on Gaviscon.
Someone replied, didn't they, saying heartburn that is, mate.
Yeah, but someone, I did a picture of that bit of pork I ruined the other day and someone just said, that's probably like a cross section of your heart, mate, with all the meat you eat. I was like, what a cock thing to say. And anyway, I regularly go days without, but I mean, he might be right, but also I haven't had any meat for 2 days. Mm. So 48 hours without meat, and then I'll have some duck tonight. I mean, ducks, actually, there's four of us. Ducks, you're not going to have a huge amount of meat off a duck anyway. Tomorrow I'll have no meat and then I'll go nuts again the day after or something, you know, a bit of moderation. It's all right.
Right. So obviously with Jason Fox coming on the pod today, we need a little bit of a theme to sort of seamlessly link us into it. Now, we've been talking about this for a while, the best Bond that's ever been made. Now, you don't like James Bond because you think it's too far-fetched. It's not that believable. You prefer Game of Thrones.
Yes. I prefer Star Wars.
Why don't you like Bond, mate? What's wrong with Ian Fleming? You don't like him as an author? You don't respect him? He's written something previously that you didn't like Sam Allardyce, and you just can't bring yourself to like him?
No one likes Sam Allardyce. He's got to know him, I don't think. It's not that I don't like Bond. I've never really taken to it massively.
It's got cars, gadgets, watches.
Yeah, that's true.
Women.
That's true. I just don't like the way he treats women. No, it's I don't dislike Bond. I'm just not. I wouldn't rush the cinema to watch a James Bond film because I feel like they're a little bit. I don't know. They're a little bit over the top. So, but then again, you're right. I do like Game of Thrones.
What about some of the classics though that were filmed 70s, 80s, 90s?
Yeah, Roger Moore, Sean Connery, I love. I actually really like Daniel Craig. I think Daniel Craig's great Bond. Pierce Brosnan, I didn't quite take to be honest. But that's mainly because I saw him. I think I saw him on Parky. I think it was Parky or Wogan. And he was just rather a little bit too self-assured for my liking. When you sort of see someone in an interview and you think, oh, you might not be in my cup of tea, it probably makes it difficult. But Daniel Craig, I really like them. It's just...
So have you watched any?
Yeah, I've watched some. My favourite is the one... Is it the one with Scaramanga in it or is that Indiana Jones?
The Man with the Golden Gun.
Yeah, on the front of the train with the face paint. And I love that one. That one scared me.
Is this the one where you got knick-knack?
Well, there's the one with the... There's a crocodile farm and the guy's lost his hand already to the crocodile and he's got a hook.
Live and Let Die, that is.
Live and Let Die, and he chucks the meat out with his hook. I love that one.
Yeah, so that was... I'm pretty sure that was Roger Moore's first ever Bond.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And it's rated quite high. It's rated on different websites. Now, I'm on RottenTomatoes.com, which is a pretty decent gauge.
Yes.
Now, that was rated 14. I think it's been 26, maybe 27 now.
Wow.
I'm not sure. But that, yeah, it was his first appearance as Bond. And it was good. Jane Seymour stars in it as well.
Yeah.
Gets his cards.
She lives in Bath, apparently.
Does she really?
Yeah, never seen her. She's never said hello, anyway.
Yeah, that was a very good one. What other ones you've watched?
Oh, God, fella. Casino Royale, I did enjoy.
Which, the original?
Primarily because it had a... No, the recent one, because it had a cool Aston Martin in it.
Well, that is ranked number 2 on this site.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I like that one.
Yeah.
What's your favourite, then? Which ones do you love? Because you're into it, aren't you?
Well, I'm not into it. I'm into Bond as much as the next person, right? So, you know, 20 years ago, you'd watch it... Well, 30 years ago, you'd watch them on a Sunday or a Saturday afternoon film. They'd come on.
After Grandstand.
Yeah, after Des Lynam.
Yeah, before Ski Sunday, yeah.
If you're talking about an old Bond, I don't think you can beat Goldfinger. So
okay, yeah. I remember loving that when I was a nipper as well, actually. Good shout.
Yeah. So obviously Sean Connery stars as Bond in this. Pussy galore. Honor Blackman.
She died recently. She died just a few days ago, didn't she?
Yeah, there's names that you just wouldn't get away with today.
I know, isn't it great?
But it's brilliant. I love that film. Fort Knox.
Pussy galore. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
A lot of vagina. It's what.
Fuck me.
Imagine coming up with that.
That was in Austin Powers.
So good.
Yeah.
So good.
So, but I don't know. I mean, there's so many good ones. Casino Royale is great. Dr. No is really good as well. But I'm really struggling to look past Skyfall 2012. Now, on Rotten Tomatoes, it's listed as number 5. Just think it's got everything in it. I love the way he goes back.
Really?
Love the way he goes back to his old place in Scotland. And now... The groundsman who looks after Skyfall, which is the house in Scotland, he is the bald guy in Annie, who takes Annie in, adopts Annie. Remember that movie?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
love
him.
That movie.
That's him.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm not seeing him anything else apart from these two films. But directed by Sam Mendes, who's a great director.
Yeah, I love Sam Mendes. Didn't he do 1917?
Yeah. I'm saying, I'm pretty sure it is. But...
Cool.
It has everything in it. Back to the gadgets. There's a new Q. Mm. Fantastic in there. Javier Bardem. Judy
Love
Dench.
Him. Oh, yeah, I did see that one. Javier Bardem. I have seen that one. That was brilliant. And he was an excellent Bond villain. Really creepy.
And a lot of people, you know, Bond is obviously nostalgic. And a lot of people want to say that, you know, Roger Moore, Sean Connery, Dalton, they're the original Bonds. But for me, I reckon Daniel Craig's the best Bond we've had.
Do you?
Yeah. That's not going to go down well. It's not.
That's all right, fella.
It's not.
There was a lot of chat about Idris Elba becoming Bond. And I must say, because you almost forget that Idris Elba is an actor sometimes, because he doesn't do that many... He's not always on your screen, is he? But
thought he worked for Sky.
I accidentally watched a bit of Luthier that I've seen before. It's just in the background for 10 minutes, and an iPlayer, and he's like seriously good. And then I remember The Wire, which I watched, and he was Stringer Bell in that. He was so good that it was after that that I found out he was English. I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe that guy's not American. He was so good.
Yeah.
He would have been great. He would have been great. And he might still be great. Someone said there's a lot of chat about. I don't want to go all Ant Middleton here with no women should be allowed in the special forces, but they were talking about making James Bond female. And I think that is going too far, actually. I think that's a bit too contrived, even though Bond is completely contrived. It's a bit like you don't need to go that far. And I don't think many women think you need to go that far either, actually.
Yeah, but there's a lot more. So, well, what's her name now? It's Naomi. Is it Naomi Harris? She plays quite a big role in it now.
Yeah. She's great, but it's like right, we've got to make Wonder Woman a man. It's like, you haven't actually. You're allowed to be a man or a woman. That's okay.
Be Wonder Man, then, you know? Isn't it?
Be Wonder Man. Yeah, We don't need to do that, I don't think.
But I wonder if we'll have to ask Foxy if, you know, this was a bit of an inspiration for him to to join the
Special Forces.
Does he basically
think he's James Bond?
Yeah. License to thrill.
License to chill. A couple of things before we call Foxy Shank Boy. One is a shout out, but I'll do that second if you don't mind. I spoke to, when I was in the queue at the supermarket this morning, it was an hour and a quarter in the queue, which didn't mind. I spoke to Ugo Monya this morning. And just to catch up, seeing how things are going well with him, which is nice. But we got onto the subject of those things that are going around on WhatsApps. and it's the situations where people do something ridiculous and you realize there's every chance you're about to see them die, and the video cuts out and it goes to those guys in really amazing black and white suits with a coffin on their shoulders dancing with that amazing music. You've seen them, haven't you?
Yeah, you've seen them.
They are just like, I hope people who listen to the pod have seen those. They are just so funny. They're really inappropriate, but I absolutely love them.
There's some great things going around. I had to watch a repeat, really, of James Acaster on Would I Lie to You?
Oh.
Where.
Gem.
Yeah, a little boy walks on and you have to say how you know him. And I think his name's Mick. This is Mick. And he is my worst enemy. He cabbaged me. And he goes into this story about how this young kid just cabbaged James Acaster, hid loads of cabbages in his room, sent him a cabbage in the post. Ah, I got tears in my eyes when I'm watching.
Is it like, I used to babysit for this brute?
Yes. How do you know? Well, I know his dad. And I hate him with everything I've got.
It's so good. And at the end, it's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it is true. Oh. If you get a chance, go on. Also, another thing that's just picked me up a little bit is Danny Dyer talking about aliens on 8 out of 10 Cats.
I haven't seen that.
So I'll have to send it to you. So Jimmy Carr is just quizzing Danny Dyer about whether he thinks aliens are real or not. And Danny Dyer's gone out to America and he's seen this alien. And just the way he explains it is... It's a gem. It's a gem. You should see the gnat on him as well. He's just staring there, looking at me. And the other one then, there's another one. He's made his way into the kitchen. He's inside. Right. Oh, it's just...
I've got a mate I grew up with, and I remember him saying to me years ago, he calls himself Razor. He's a West Ham fan. I think he called himself that after Razor Ruddock. But he's like, mate, no one talks like Danny Dyer. Do you know what I mean? He's having a laugh, bruv. No one talks like that. Like, I'm West Ham till I die, bruv. He's like, mate, you talk exactly like Danny Dyer. Do I? Yeah, you're exactly the same. Oh, mate, don't say that. He's a laughing stock. I was like, mate, it's exactly how you talk. You're exactly the same. The other thing, by the way, I got to get a zillion messages on Twitter these days because I'm mates with Foxy. But this guy, Alex Burridge, has sent me a message, and it's just a quick one. He, along with other members of the University of Bath Rugby Club, men's, women's, touch teams, everything, are taking on various physical challenges, like 1,000 squats a day for 10 days, 100 reps of 150 keg deadlift in a row. That's tough. Some of the guys did a half marathon in their garden, 704 laps of their garden. They're all doing it to raise money for the NHS. They raised over 7,000 quid. So that is really, really cool idea. His name's Alex Burridge 10 on Twitter. If you fancy having a look at what they're doing, that is it's a cool thing to have done. So good on you, Big Al.
Did you see Captain Tom Moore finishing his 100 laps?
Yeah. Oh, mate.
Michael Ball singing "You'll Never Walk Alone." I nearly went. You know what I'm like with emotion.
Yeah. Did you really? Wow.
Nearly went. Phenomenal, the amount he's raised. What is it? 12 million, maybe more?
Yeah, something. It was 11 million yesterday, I think, or something. I mean, amazing.
Just unbelievable. Loads of people doing loads of stuff. Geraint Thomas is on the bike. He's doing 12 hours a day for 3 days on a turbo trainer non-stop. So Ryan Jones is doing another challenge. You know, everyone's doing their bit, and I will happily sponsor anyone.
Yeah.
If I think the challenge is worth it, though. You know, I'm not sponsoring someone to watch a James Bond or to cook some baby back ribs on a...
Equally, I don't want to do 100 deadlifts at 150 kilos, thanks. So I'd rather sponsor, you're right.
Yeah. I think
100%. Right. I've got Jason Fox is coming in my ear as we speak. So let's do it. Let's get off and let's make this call happen, Tommy boy.
Okay. Good luck. All right. I'm excited.
Cheers, fella. Right. Should we just go, Shank boy?
First off, lovely tan on you. Not that people can see.
Yeah, people can't see you.
Do you know what? I had a wash earlier. That's what I do. Morning routine. And then I sorted myself out in the mirror. I was like, where the hell is that? I don't know where that's come from.
Who is this bloke? Who is this bloke in front of me?
I was checking myself out. I've had a lot of Barbies.
That's it.
Out in the garden. So
I know the feeling, Foxy.
That.
I know the feeling, mate. That's where I get mine from.
You'd have been impressed as well.
I've been
knocking out some meat, steaks. Oh.
I'm glad you said steaks
chicken,
then.
Sausages.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
That sort of thing.
Yeah, beautiful. So I'm
not on your level, by the way.
No, but I was just saying on the pod before you joined us. I've basically got a mate called Marcus who I text every time I cook anything and he tells me exactly how to do it and I just look like a legend. So it's cheating, mate. It's basically I'm like Bear Grylls where I get dropped in a helicopter and stay in a 5-star hotel instead of in the rough. How you dealing with lockdown, mate? Where are you in the world?
I'm up in Shropshire with Ollie. I've locked down with Ollie Ollerton because essentially what was going on was we were away working in New Zealand actually, and then everything went tits up basically. And so we were in a race against time to get back to the UK before this apparent lockdown was happening, and we literally got back, and on the journey I actually said to him, we were chatting and he said, mate, come up and get out of London, come up and stay with me and we'll get work done and stuff like that. So here we are into week four.
Do you get on?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, yeah. He's got half decent sized place, so I'm in the West Wing.
Just wondering if it was like one of those relationships is just for TV or you get on off camera.
No, we've known each other years, unfortunately. I mean, that's a bit like you two.
That's the ideal, I mean, to get locked down with your mate is heaven.
It'd be so good, wouldn't it?
I know. All the stuff you could do.
Just one of the lads.
Yeah. Move the bunk beds, you could do a bit of aerobics, you could do, you know, all these golf challenges.
It's basically like, you do the G&Ts, I'll do the Barbie, we'll swap tomorrow night, and you spot me on the bench on Tuesday. Sorted.
Exactly. Yeah. It's awesome, isn't it?
It's so good.
I'll do my upright rows while you bench.
It's like being 20 again. You've got no care in the world other than just
my 10-year-old fizz. My 10-year-old daughter's quite tall for her age, but she can't
6 foot.
She can't properly spot me on a deep squat in the garden on a barbell, you know. And I keep telling her, and it's actually starting to grate on me a little bit. But
we've just been watching. We've just been talking through some of the greatest Bonds ever. To be made. We're struggling basically for content, all right?
Right.
Flats hasn't watched any Bonds. Well, he's watched one or two,
what?
I think. Yeah, that's what I said.
I've got SAS Who Dares Wins. I don't need James Bond. I've got the real thing, mate.
Was James Bond.
You can't.
That influence your career?
Do you want to be James Bond?
I wouldn't have said he was an influence to my career. I was a big fan. I am a big fan. Still a big fan.
What would you say but is one of your favourite Bonds?
One of my favourites is... I've got a lot of favourites.
Yeah.
But I think my favourite really is The Spy Who Loved Me.
Yes.
With Roger Moore.
Oh, that's ranked very high.
It's not... It is. It's not... It's like... I think Sean was a lot more... He was brutal. And I like that.
Yeah.
But Roger Moore was just a legend. He was hilarious. Hilarious. And there are some classics in The Spy Who Loved Me.
Mm. I would love Roger Moore to have been my granddad.
Yeah, 100%.
I went to see him in concert once in Cardiff. He was amazing.
Roger Moore?
Yeah, it was like an evening with Roger Moore in Cardiff.
You said a concert. I was like, when did he start singing?
He's like Carl Kennedy from Neighbours. It's got bad. I saw an evening with Roger Moore. Two things I really took from it is that he's not afraid to wear a suit with a cool pair of trainers, as you can imagine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that Nick Knack, I'm not sure of his real name, I'll always know him as Nick Knack, was quite successful with women.
Is he the little fella?
Yeah.
nickname.
Herve. His name's Herve something. Because I used to call
The man with the golden gun. Herve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Knick-Knack.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Was that not like Austin Powers, Mini-Me? He was quite successful with the ladies.
Vern Troyer.
Vern Troyer.
Just used to know his name.
I think he's died now, actually, guys. So.
He has died. Yeah,
so you're still laughing, Shanks. Funny, isn't it, Shanks?
Peter Stringer, anyway, sorry.
Foxy, tell us, firstly, tell us about you got a new series of SS Who Dares Wins. That's here. So tell us a bit about that. And then after that, tell us a little bit about how your life has or hasn't changed since you basically became James Bond on telly.
Okay, so... the new series, Celebrity SAS Who Dares Wins, is out on Monday, the 20th of April, Channel 4, 9 p.m. And it is, I mean, I've watched most of the episodes now because you get to see them in their rough form. Mm-hmm. Sort of like make sure that everything fits in with what you want it to fit in with. And it's awesome. It's hilarious. There's some really funny bits in there. There's people, yeah.
Has it been released who's on there or not?
Yeah. So you've got, you've got a guy called Leon Locksmith from Rudimental, front guy, I think he is.
Yeah,
a quality bloke. You've got Joey Essex. you laugh, but brilliant. You've got Katie Price.
Wow. A bit like Flats. Flats always has a drama going on. I call him Katie Price. Yeah.
John Fashanu.
Really?
Oh, have you really?
Awooga!
The Fashanu elbow. We used to have a mate, Foxy. We can't say his name, but his name's Jono. We played with him at Sarri's, and he's a top bloke. But whenever we're all young and single playing at Sarri's Academy or under 21s, whatever, and we were all like trying to chat up girls and trying to be cool. And last minute, Jono used to come in and just give you the big elbow, put an elbow almost on your shoulder and elbow you out of it. We used to call him John Fashanu because it just put the big elbow in the 6-yard box.
Finished
himself.
Or Flymo. Exactly. Or Flymo.
Yeah, I was going to say, he just came in and grasped.
Yeah, you'd pump the tyres up, he'd drive it away. Never quite forgiven. How are you keeping fit as well during this lockdown? Dressing as a T-Rex and running around the fields?
There's no T-Rex in. I dressed up as Joe Exotic the other day.
That was it. That was it.
Yeah, no T-Rex in it. It's Joe Exotic.
I love Joe Exotic, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. Me and Ollie had a moment and we had some stuff anyway. And we were like, mate, because we just watched Tiger King. We're like, it's weird, but I like it. Yeah.
So good.
Like, so, $2,000, get you a tiger.
Yeah, mate.
Tell you what.
I'll take 4.
It's almost worth it for lockdown, isn't it?
I know.
The thing is, Foxy, everyone's starting to call me Dave Erotic now since that, and I don't want it to stick, all right? So don't put it on your social media. But going back, how has your life changed since SAS Who Dares Wins? Because I imagine it probably has quite a lot, hasn't it?
Busyness, as in, with regard to being busy,
yeah, it's
probably on a par, but very much different. Mm. So it's changed in the way that I no one knew who I was or anything like that, and then all of a sudden I got involved with a TV show, and everyone watches it, knows who you are, which was odd, but it's, you just take it in your stride, I suppose.
Sort of become the housewife's favourite. Do you keep in contact with any of the former contestants? Are you still on WhatsApp groups, or is it just once they're out, they're out?
I'm good friends with some people that are in. I've got one of my best mates is still in at the moment. He's reasonably quite high up and well respected, so the complete opposite to me. But there's a load of us that always check in with each other and we have chats. And
what's the hardest part when you're filming it?
You know,
is it sort of getting them through the training, or is it trying to sort of mentally coach them through? For you, what's the hardest part for you? Isn't it?
I'd say lack of sleep.
Yeah.
As we get less sleep than them, because once they're off doing their own thing in their accommodation, I use that accommodation in the loosest possible term because it's pretty rank. But once they're there, we're then prepping for the next bit and the next bit. So
yeah.
Although it's not as, I mean, we do all the physical challenges, but we don't beast ourselves, so it's not as physically demanding. But we're probably a lot more mentally knackered because just you get less sleep.
And the makeup takes a while to put on as well, doesn't it?
Makeup takes a lot of time for some of us.
Yeah.
I mean, Ollie doesn't need much makeup. I mean, I need a lot more.
I mean, yeah, it depends. It depends. Funny, we put on our social media this morning, if anyone's got any questions, basically, there's quite a lot of resentment from men about the nick you're in and people talking about that and saying, you know, I wish, you know, can I borrow his biceps after lockdown? And that's that. But actually, there's quite a lot of people want to know. We don't want to get too private here, Foxy, but people want to know if you're single or not, if you're on the open market, men and women. And I remember, it's a funny one, because I remember a documentary on Take That, looking back on Take That, the early years. I think it was Take That. And they were basically told by their agents, their managers, never admit when you've got a girlfriend or a boyfriend, never admit, because the longer you're single, the more you'll be appealing for. People will just switch off. So I'm worried that I'm going to ask you this question, and as soon as you answer it, people might just turn our podcast off because they think you're not available anymore. But what's your current status? Is it just you and Ollie hanging out, not like that, or what?
Just say it's complicated.
I'm not available.
Oh, right. Great. That's our podcast ruined, Shanko, isn't it?
Well,
No. Never say never.
Exactly.
Another good Bond.
Of a Bond film.
Yeah.
Well done. You rescued that.
Out of all the locations you guys have filmed at, what do you reckon has been the most brutal? Because Scotland was the last one, wasn't it? And that looked horrific.
Mate, if I'm honest, it's got to be Scotland.
Really?
Yeah. It was, I mean, the terrain is tough, but the weather... The build up, when we did the rehearsals and the build up, it was bright sunshine, it was beautiful. And then as soon as we started, it just hammered it down.
Yeah.
And it even got to the point where even us hardened individuals were waking up in the morning going, for fuck's sake. Can I say that?
Yeah, of course you can.
Yeah, I'll bleep it out.
For fuck's sake, it's fucking pissing down again. It was just like relentless.
Is it the case that when you've been through selection, you've been in special forces and all that, something like lockdown happens or one of these things happen, do you find that you are actually better equipped to cope than a lot of people might be because it is a challenge that you can face? And does it almost give you, even though you're sitting at home like the rest of us, does it represent a bit of a challenge in your mind? So you might be better at this, or are you going as mad as everyone else sitting at home?
I think we're used to doing things like this because you go into lockdown in the military. You know, the amount of times you go away and you go on a 6-month lockdown, and the only time you go out, someone's shooting at you. So you're like, this isn't so bad. But I think, joking aside, it is all about, you know, you can't change or you can't control what you can't control. So get on with what you can. So a lot of it is about, I was actually talking about it with Ollie, and it was like, you know, have a bit of a routine, get up in the morning, make your bed. If you make your bed, you feel a lot better about yourself. Yeah. It's little things like that. And then, you know, structure your day. I think the thing that's difficult for a lot of people, and I do feel for them, is they're now working at home with kids or whatever else. Yeah. But what they need to do is have some form of structure there, saying, right, from 9 till 11, I'm going to be doing some work and I need to invest in that. And then from 11 till whenever, I'm going to have some time on my own. And then I'm going to get the kids doing this and doing that and, you know, set them a structure as well, because it squares a lot of stuff away in your head then.
Yeah, it's funny. When you and I did that video, Foxy, for Land Rover with Johnny Wilkinson a few months ago, you said something in the car that day that stuck with me. And it's like, you get up, and some days are easier and tougher than others, whatever. You get up and you make your bed and you get in a little routine, but you also just spend a minute thinking about the good stuff in your day, the stuff you'd be grateful for. And it's actually like, well, there is stuff to be worried about or unknowing, whatever it is at the moment. But actually, I'm weirdly, you mentioned that, I've literally remembered that conversation in that Land Rover 6 months ago with Johnny. Yeah. And I'm waking up and making my bed and doing the same few things in the morning and thinking, well, actually, I'll get some quality time with my kids. I'm making some cinnamon rolls that we're going to ruin. I've got a barbecue and a dog walk. We're all right, you know. So it does make a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, always look for the silver lining.
I don't make my bed, guys.
You can tell. You're a mess.
Well, who does?
I sort of...
you're shambles, mate.
I sort of get out of bed and exactly. I just leave it. And I go down and I cook everyone breakfast.
Oh, what a great guy. Here's a question. Here's a question, Voxy. You and I have, you know, we've been in each other's company quite a few times, and we sort of planned a beer before lockdown. It'll have to wait till afterwards now. But you've seen me, and you know, I could probably do with losing a bit of weight, but I carry quite a lot of weight reasonably well. Do you think that on my day, if I really built up to it and gave myself 6 months to shed 6 or 7 stone, I could pass selection and get into Special Forces, mate?
Yeah, you're a
Cheers,
machine.
Mate. Thanks, mate. Perfect. What do you reckon about Shanks? Because he's mentally a bit weaker.
Is he?
See, the thing is, I'm a hybrid, mate.
His mental weakness might be overshadowed by his speed.
Yeah,
I'm a hybrid. Like, flat is all heavy. There's no cardio in him whatsoever. Mm-hmm. You're talking like getting up hills, nothing.
Yeah.
He's going to pretend he's twisted his ankle and then be fine.
Oh, no, I'll keep going. It's been really slow.
But if you've got to hold a barrel over your head, he's the man.
Although I watch your show and I'm like, I watch it and I'm like, well, the running, I was like, no, I'll be screwed on the running. And then I watched it with a mate of mine, with John, the last series, and he goes, the barrel over the head thing. He goes, you do that all day. I was like, I couldn't actually, because my shoulders are knackered, my elbows knackered. Running, I'd be screwed. Press ups, I could do press ups, no problem. The rest of it, I could jump in the water, I'll fall back into the water, that'd be all right. Abseil, got a vertigo, screwed. So actually, I think I might struggle. I'm out.
We'll always find an exercise you can do. We have. Going back quickly on this celebrity one, this time coming up soon on Monday. There's a girl on there called Lauren Steadman, and she's basically a one-armed Paralympian.
Wow.
Mate, machine.
Really?
Yeah, brilliant. And like, there would be, and I'm not giving anything away there, you know, it's to be expected, but there was a period where we'd be doing the quick changes where we get people to change quickly. So it's like, right, get out of that and get into that.
They're my favourite parts.
Now, go. Yeah, I bet they are. And basically, she was getting changed quicker than anyone else. Boots on.
No way.
Boots on, boots done up. And we're like, how does this happen? And it got to the point where we were thrashing the others because there was a one-armed girl just absolutely annihilating people. It was hilarious.
That is amazing.
It was awesome.
Right. We better tie this up now, mate. Let you get back to doing what you got to do.
No,
making your bed and
push-ups,
stuff.
Push-ups on Netflix, mate.
Who is Andy McNab and Chris Ryan? Can you tell us?
Who's Chris Ryan? I don't know Chris Ryan. Is that another author, is it?
They're two ex-SAS guys from back in the day.
Give us their real names.
I don't know them.
Oh,
okay.
I don't know them. Yeah. No. That balcony on the Iranian embassy was big.
Yeah, I know. It was, yeah. It was. What a day that was. I was only 9, but what a day.
I mean, it was structurally sound. It must
structurally
be
sound, correct.
For them to be able to win.
Correct. Right, mate, happy grilling. Keep training. I don't want to see you lose condition, all right, because it's important.
And
really look forward to the new show. I'm all over the show anyway. So I also look forward to a cold beer in a few weeks when all this is more relaxed, hopefully.
Definitely. It will be
Thanks,
coming.
Thanks, Foxy.
Keep using Cheers. That
Thanks
tinted
very much.
Moisturizer.
Awesome.
All right, mate.
I
Cheers,
will
old
do.
Boy.
Yeah, appreciate it. Bye.
Cheers, Foxy. Tomorrow, mate. Bye.
Cheers, guys.
Blimmin' Foxy, eh?
God. I need to start making my bed, don't I?
Yeah, you do. I've started making my bed in lockdown because of something he said in a car 6 months ago. That is truth.
What, every day?
Every day. Yeah, make it every day. And it does make a difference. It means you just sort of
spring
down
the
stairs like a lamb.
Does. Is that class is okay?
Yeah, that's even better. I mean, if I had someone else to make it, I would do it.
But are you one of these guys that sort of takes cod liver oil and glucosamine and then like 2 or 3 days later, you're saying, oh, God, my joints are better?
Very susceptible to a placebo. No, I'm not. I'm someone who takes those things and think they don't work and stop taking them. And I've got jars and jars of glucosamine in my cupboard still from when I was a rugby player.
Why didn't you take that balance band off then? I remember when Lee Byrne was selling them.
Was he?
Yeah, he was selling them in the Welsh camp and like loads of boys spent like 30 quid on them. And then we lost. We lost to Ireland and everyone threw them away.
It's like Bernie
had made like 3 grand or something. Oh,
that is ridiculous.
I know.
Typical Bernie. Always a scam, isn't it? It's always a scam.
There's always something going on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, of course there is.
One of my favourite little interviews, that.
That's great, wasn't it?
Yeah. How? Well, he looks very well. Piercing eyes.
we had him on the we had him on FaceTime, guys, so we could see him. And he, yeah, what you want him to be is really short, which he's not. Mm. You want him to be not very bright. Sadly, he's bright as and funny. You want him to be not funny. He's funny, and you want him to ultimately not be that nice and have a bit of selfishness in him, but he hasn't. He's just really nice as well. It breaks me.
Yeah, and you know he's in great shape as well. Which yeah, is another tick. But I mean, it. He says he's taken now, so
good.
Unlucky, yeah.
Good. I'm glad about that. No, love. He's a lovely man, and
I'm really looking forward to that celebrity.
I love it.
Who dares win? Joey Essex. I love listening to him.
It's gonna be brilliant. Since Game of Thrones and SS Who Dares Wins are my favourite shows. Actually, Top Gear's coming back into it since they've got it going a bit with...
Paddy McGuinness, Freddie Flintoff.
Yeah, and Flintoff. And as long as Chris Harris is on it, I'll watch it.
Yeah, he has to be
he's
on
the
it.
Best.
He has to
be. He's the
it.
Best guy.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, he does all the serious ones. I still maintain one of the best episodes of Top Gear, the recent one I've seen, is with the Subaru driver, Colin McRae.
Oh.
You know, that... That montage amazing. To him, should I yep. say. Just thought it was one of the best bits of TV I've watched this year.
It was fantastic. It was teary-eyed stuff.
It sure was.
Love that. Yeah, I really enjoyed chatting with Foxy. What a good bloke. And
yeah, well, you know when you go out for a beer with him, can I come? Or was I wasn't
yeah,
sure
definitely.
If it was, I wasn't sure if it was an open invite or was just, oh, God, yeah, Foxy, me and you. We're going to go and hit the town. We'll hit Hereford, me and you, Foxy.
What we're going to do is, mate, we're just going to... Probably go to the embassy in Berkeley Square and have a couple of sherries. I won't say where he lives, but he lives near where I stay in London, and we're going to go for a couple of beers. You are invited.
Soho.
You are in. Yes.
Yeah.
It is just the three of us. We can have a blooming beer and arm wrestle and, you know, kit off, drink some pints of sick. It'll be amazing.
I'd love to see what you're wearing that day, because you're going to properly try and impress. I reckon you'll go and
yeah.
your black Air Max, your black. Your black skinny jeans,
yep,
which aren't skinny,
yeah,
but they fit you skinny, and black t-shirt,
yeah,
a bit of tan on your arms.
It depends. If I've been working out a lot, I'll wear something long. I'll be wearing something short sleeved. If I haven't, I'll wear something long sleeved.
And you'll have a pair of those Oakley cricket glasses on, like the fielders wear.
Do you know the worst thing about? And the other worst thing about Foxy is, he doesn't wear stuff that shows off his rig, but you know it's there anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Modest.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree. If somebody walks in with bulging muscles and a little vest on, like Haskell, at least you can look at your missus and, you know, shake your head at them.
Yeah.
Look at the show off.
Yeah. Look at the gorilla.
Yeah, but he's also modest, which is a breaker.
I sort of hate him, mate. I sort of hate him.
I know. I've nearly finished Bird Brain, the book. I've nearly finished Bird Brain, and I don't want to finish it. I'm going to finish it today. I've really strung it out.
Okay.
It's so good. It's so good. You love it.
What time's reading hour in your house today?
Reading hour, well, supposed to be 4 till 5, but I've got a duck to do, so
you're going to sack that off,
reading
aren't you?
Today.
You're going to sack that off. Yeah,
yeah.
Just
a
fad.
Yeah.
Right, brilliant.
Well done, boy.
Well, you have a good weekend.
Cheers, fellas.
And we'll speak to you on Monday.
Cheers, ladies and fellas.
Goodbye.
Ta-ra, bye.